Today, a look at a subject that ranges in popularity with many people somewhere between snake bite and a cracked rib. The subject is witnessing. I've seen big bruisers over 6 feet tall, huge muscles and tough as nails, turn to jelly at the thought of talking to someone about Jesus Christ. I've seen highly educated, brilliant men and women who are able to hold their own in any conversation grow pale and frightened at the prospect of sharing a word of testimony with a friend. I've seen men and women who are normally the life of the party, talkative, good conversationalists, able to discuss practically anything, clam up and hide quietly in the corner when an opportunity to present the gospel came along. Maybe you're like that. If so, let me ask you a question. What harm has the gospel ever done? Has hearing the gospel ever turned a person into a drunk or got them on drugs? Has the gospel made good people bad? Has the gospel turned people from love to hate? Sometime today, take a few minutes and make a list of all the good things the gospel does, and on the other column, list all the bad things the gospel does. I guarantee you will find one of your lists quite long and the other list quite short, if it has anything listed at all. And remember, the word gospel means good news. But the way we hesitate to share the message of the gospel, one would think it contained bad news. But just think of the announcement made by the angel to the shepherds regarding the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. The angel's words were, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Did you catch those words? The angel spoke of good tidings of great joy. That's why the message must be proclaimed among all nations to every creature, especially those who live in your neighborhood, who work with you in the same office, who play racquetball with you, who sit beside you in a college classroom. Wherever you live, work, or play, people need to hear the good tidings of great joy. A Savior is born. The gospel of Christ is good news. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.